You land this massive freelance client, right? You're setting your own hours, you are your own boss. But legally, South African courts might look at that exact same setup and say, nope, you're an employee.
Which changes absolutely everything.
Exactly. So today's deep dive uses some really fascinating insights from VHT attorneys to unpack the actual legal realities of South Africa's freelance economy. Because true freedom only really exists when you know your rights.
Right, and the line between freelancer and employee is, well, it's remarkably thin under South African labor law.
How thin are we talking?
Very thin. There's this specific test used by the courts from the Labor Relations Act. If your working arrangement ticks three or more specific boxes,
Boxes like what?
like working set hours or, being strictly supervised or even just relying on one single client, if that happens, the law actually presumes you are an employee.
Okay, so it's essentially like putting a vegan sticker on a beef burger. I mean, you can call the relationship whatever you want on paper. But if the client forces you to clock in at 9 a.m. and dictates every move, the courts are just looking at the meat. You're an employee in disguise.
That is a perfect way to picture it. Yeah. They care about the substance, not the label. And this matters so much because genuine employees get this massive safety net.
Like UIF?
Yeah, they get access to the unemployment insurance fund if they lose their jobs. They can take unfair dismissal disputes to the CCMA.
The Commission for Conciliation, Mediation, and Arbitration.
Right, exactly. Independent contractors get absolutely none of that.
Okay. If the courts can just look at my hours and decide I'm an employee anyway, does my freelance contract even mean anything? Like, why bother writing it all out?
Well, because the contract is really the only thing protecting the work itself. The courts look at the substance to determine your labor rights, sure, but a written contract is what defines your actual scope. It sets your payment terms and dictates exactly how disputes are handled.
I was actually reading a really frustrating case study in our sources about this. There is a Johannesburg web developer named Sifo.
Oh, right, the verbal agreement case.
He relied on a verbal handshake deal for this massive e-commerce site. The client just kept expanding the project, then straight up refused to pay, and Sifo was left drowning in unpaid stress because absolutely nothing was documented.
It happens all the time. Verbal agreements are nearly impossible to enforce when memories clash. You have to get those boundaries locked down.
Here's where it gets really interesting for me, though. If I'm a creative freelancer, don't I automatically own my work? Why do client templates always try to, like, snatch those rights away?
Well, you do own it by default. Under the South African Copyright Act, independent contractors automatically own their intellectual property.
Which is completely different from regular employees, right?
Right, because their bosses own whatever they create. But clients frequently use what are called assignment clauses.
Meaning they assign the rights to themselves.
You got it. When you sign a contract with an assignment clause, you're legally transferring your copyright ownership over to them.
Wow. Just instantly.
Usually the second they pay your invoice. Yeah. If you don't read the fine print and negotiate, you could legally lose the right to even put your own hard work into your portfolio.
Okay, so protecting the creative work is step one. But what happens when you do everything right and a client still just ghosts you on an invoice?
So the clock starts ticking immediately. In South Africa, standard debts prescribe.
Prescribe meaning they legally expire?
Yes, they legally expire after 3 years under the Prescription Act. If you don't take action within that window, you permanently lose the right to claim that money.
Ouch. So if you're a freelancer listening to this right now, is small claims court actually worth the headache? Or is it just throwing good time after bad money?
Oh, it's highly effective. If you're owed R20,000 or less, it's your best tool. It was designed specifically to be used without an attorney. It's cheap, it's relatively fast, and a signed agreement gives the court a clear mechanism to force payment.
That makes total sense.
And speaking of money, we have to talk about SARS, the South African Revenue Service.
Right, because nobody is withholding your taxes for you anymore.
Precisely. Since you don't have an employer deducting payee tax from a paycheck every month, SARS requires you to register for provisional tax.
Which basically just means estimating and paying your taxes twice a year.
Exactly. So you aren't hit with one massive, unmanageable bill at the end. And if your annual turnover crosses the R1 million mark, you legally have to register for VAT and add that to your invoices.
Okay, so to pull this all together for you, your survival guide as a freelancer means getting every scope change in writing, fiercely guarding your intellectual property against the sneaky assignment clauses, and acting fast on unpaid invoices before that 3-year timer runs out.
That's the perfect summary. And looking at the bigger picture, I really want to leave you with this final thought.
Go for it.
If South African courts prioritize the actual substance of a working relationship over what the contract says, could your comfortable long-term freelance gig slowly mutate into full legal employment without you or your client even realizing it until a major dispute hits?